Proclamation number 7424 of 8th of October, 1959. Knowledge of Jesus Christ and His work of redemption. Not one of you humans passes through earthly life without once having been pointed to Jesus Christ. For the commandment of love is unknown to no one, irrespective of which religion the person belongs to. And as soon as he is only taught love, he will be shown the path to Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer. For living love will irrevocably also signify the light of realization. Living in love will learn the human being wisdom, and the thoughts of the one who lives a life of love will always be guided correctly. And then the knowledge about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation will be conveyed to him. It will not be alien to him. He will accept it without inner resistance, because through his life of love he has learned to think correctly and can also muster understanding for everything. And therefore it solely depends on the human being's attitude towards the divine commandments of love to what extent he pays attention to the references to Jesus Christ, to what extent he feels addressed by him. But he has been pointed to him and will one day have to answer for the extent to which he has paid attention to these indications. And even the direct indications will only find resonance when the human being lives in love, because without love he is blind in spirit and thus without any understanding for the act of salvation as well as for the divine Redeemer. But love can be taught without knowledge about Jesus Christ. And the human being can then gain the latter if he accepts the divine teaching of love and lives accordingly. And thus all people first have to fulfill the commandments of love before they are willing to believe in the one who is love himself, who allowed himself to be crucified for love of humanity and therefore embodied himself in the man Jesus so that this act of mercy could visibly take place for people. And who therefore allowed himself to be crucified for love of humanity also truly has the opportunity to inform all people of his act of mercy, and he will do so as soon as a love-filled human being makes himself available to him as a receptacle for his spirit, who will then also receive complete clarification about Jesus Christ and his act of love. Therefore only a right life of love is necessary in order to also kindle a right light and to be able to spread brightness amongst all who are likewise willing to love and want to stand in the light of realization. But people have to have this will for the time being, otherwise they will remain in spiritual darkness until they desire a light themselves. Yet the light will shine for every person one day. And it is only up to him whether he allows it to shine into his heart or turns away unwillingly. But grace will not pass him by. Every human being will experience a pointer to Jesus Christ in his earthly life, and one day everyone will have to answer for how he responded to it. How he reacted to the message of love which called upon him to live a life of love. And his spiritual knowledge will be correspondingly, light or darkness will be granted to him accordingly in earthly life and also one day in eternity. Amen.